Ciao. Just a quick note before we get started. We wanted to let you know that doors to our online Italian school are opening very soon.
We'd love to see you there. So if you think you might like to join us, click the link in the description to find out more.
Gennaio, febbraio, marzo. Italian months are quite similar to English, which is handy because you'll need them all the time, from booking accommodation to finding out what's in season at the mercato. But these similarities can also lead to mistakes, even at advanced levels. So in this episode, you'll learn the Italian months and avoid the common mistakes that nearly everyone makes. Ciao a tutti e benvenuti. Hi everyone and welcome to Learn Italian with Joy of Languages. I'm Katie.
And I'm Matteo.
You sound like you need una vacanza.
A vacation? Sì.
Let's talk about it. As you listen to the conversation at home, which months of the year can you hear?
Sono stanco. Ho bisogno di una vacanza.
Tranquillo. Andiamo in Inghilterra tra poco.
Tra poco. Dicembre, gennaio, febbraio, marzo, aprile, maggio, giugno, luglio. Sono 8 mesi.
Let's break that down. Matteo said...
Sono stanco.
I'm tired.
Sono...
I am...
Stanco.
Tired. Then?
Ho bisogno di una vacanza.
I need a vacation. Literally.
Ho.
I have.
Bisogno.
Need.
Di.
Of.
Una.
A.
Vacanza.
Vacation. Ho bisogno di. Literally, I have need of. This handy phrase is how Italians say I need.
Ho bisogno di.
Next, I said,
tranquillo.
Don't worry. Literally, tranquil. We use this to tell someone not to worry.
Tranquillo. Andiamo in Inghilterra tra poco.
We're going to England soon.
Andiamo.
We go.
In Inghilterra.
To England. Italians use in with countries, so in Inghilterra. In Italia, etc.
Tra poco.
Soon. Two words. Tra and poco. Together, they mean soon.
Katie is a very optimistic person, which isn't always a good thing. In fact, I say tra poco.
Soon. Then Matteo counts the months from December to July.
Dicembre, gennaio, febbraio, marzo, aprile, maggio, giugno, luglio.
And he said?
Sono 8 mesi.
That's 8 months. Literally.
Sono.
They are.
8.
8.
Mesi.
Months. Let's listen to that whole conversation again.
Sono stanco. Ho bisogno di una vacanza.
Tranquillo. Andiamo in Inghilterra tra poco.
Tra poco. Dicembre, gennaio, febbraio, marzo, aprile, maggio, giugno, luglio. Sono 8 mesi.
Did you notice how a lot of Italian months are similar to English? We'll go through them all now and give you tips to avoid the common mistakes that learners often make.
If you already know them, try to say them before I do.
January is?
Gennaio. Gennaio.
And look out for the double N. Double letters are always long in Italian. It almost has a little pause in the middle.
Gennaio.
February?
Febbraio. Febbraio.
And here again, there's a double letter, double B this time. So again, it should be long.
Febbraio.
March.
Marzo. Marzo.
April.
Aprile. Aprile. Questo è il mio mese preferito a Milano. This is my favorite month in Milan. C'è un bel tempo, there is a nice weather, ma non fa troppo caldo. It's not too hot. And the mosquitoes haven't arrived yet.
Then we've got May.
Maggio. Maggio.
Here again, there's a double G pronounced J, which should be nice and long.
Maggio.
June.
Giugno. Giugno.
There's a GN in the middle of this one, which sounds like the ny in lasagne. It's kind of like an N followed by a Y. Ny. Ny. Giugno.
Giugno.
Next, July.
Luglio. Luglio.
Watch out for this one because learners often get mixed up and say Giulio with a J. I did this for a while and it feels like a phase that we all have to go through. But just remember that in Italian it's actually L. Luglio.
Luglio.
August.
Agosto. Agosto. Finalmente. Il mese in cui andiamo in vacanza. Finally, the month that Italians go on vacation.
And remember that there's no U in the Italian agosto. A-gosto. So it's A and not O. And gos, not gus. Agosto.
Agosto.
September?
Settembre. Settembre.
Here, there's another long double T. Settembre. English speakers often insert a phantom P in this one, so just like the English September. But in Italian, there's no P. It's a long T. Settembre.
Settembre.
October?
Ottobre. Ottobre.
And it's the same here. There's no phantom K sound like in the English October. There's just a long double T. Ottobre.
Ottobre.
November?
Novembre. Novembre.
Finally, December. Listen carefully to the beginning.
Dicembre. Dicembre.
In Italian, it starts with D, like the word deep. So it's not de, but di.
Dicembre.
Let's listen to all the months again together. Say them with Matteo.
Gennaio. Febbraio. Marzo. Aprile, maggio, giugno, luglio, agosto, settembre, ottobre, novembre, dicembre.
Grazie, Matteo.
Prego.
If you want to pronounce them correctly and avoid those little mistakes that tend to stick around, it really helps to see these Italian months written down. So to get the list, together with tips on how to remember them and bonus materials like vocabulary cards and a quiz, you can head over to our website by clicking the link in the description.
See you next time.
Or as we say in Italian,
alla prossima.